I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Chaos engulfed the new parliament of Iraq on January 9. A Shia faction of the government rejects the results of last year's elections. During the session, they claimed they had the seats to pick the next prime minister. Shouting and even fistfights broke out. Samuel with Redemptive Stories says no party gained a majority in the election, so the groups had to compromise.
They had finally kind of written the outline for an agreement just earlier this week, and got there, sat down for their meeting, and within 1 hour, all the agreement that had been kind of written out and outlined had fallen apart, and they were fighting, and so they just left. So again, we're back to square one.
But the absence of a functioning government hasn't stopped Iraq's church. Many people want to hear about the gospel, connecting especially over social media. Ask God to work powerfully through this country. And it's worth it. That's what a Middle Eastern Christian told Pastor Breck Ladd during an E3 Partners mission trip. He met with several pastors and even had to be protected by a large security force during the event. Christians in this country risk severe persecution for their faith.
One guy began to share with me, and he told me what was going on in his life. And I said, well, do you have any, you know, what about persecution? He said, no, I live in an easy village. I live in an easy community. I said, really? He said, yeah, I don't face hardly any persecution. I've only been arrested once or twice this year.
Ladd watched these pastors sing with utter joy in their hearts, despite their circumstances. He says going on trips like this challenges Western Christians to focus on Jesus. He also spent a lot of time encouraging these believers. Many live very isolated lives. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and help you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. Would you consider joining us today? Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.